producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Great idea. We have the better part of an hour left with one another, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Gloria, who's got kind of a difficult situation with her mom that's been somewhat exacerbated, to be quite honest, by a Budinsky relative who called up 10 years ago and said, "You've been written out of the will." And certainly, I mean, that never feels good to have someone say, "Okay, well, you know, you're done. You know, you're somebody's so mad at you that they're just not going to put you in the will." But it was 10 years ago. And in the meantime, there has been a house that was left to mom for as long as she lived and then was supposed to go to Gloria and her brother. And mom, a bunch of years ago, said, "Let's sell it," which she did. And the house at the time was worth about $180,000. And I don't know, there presumably were taxes on it. And tax, you know, inheritance taxes can be a lot. So let's assume that there was $100,000. And so your part of it, assuming that you didn't have to, that the tax liability was already taken care of, would be probably $35,000. And, you know, which is not, you know, $3.48. But over the next, you know, 20 years of your life, is that really going to make much difference? Number one. Number two, that it sounds like the bulk of your mom's estate would go to your daughter, and it sounds like you don't have financial issues at this particular moment in your life, so you'll be just fine. And like my favorite country song this morning said, there ain't no trailer hitch on a hearse. You know, you're not taking it with you, and you'd probably leave it to your daughter anyway, so it'll just skip, and which means that it may be some tax savings. But my concern, kiddo, is that you and your mom work out a better, you know, a better situation than you got, because, you know, that's really important.
Yeah, I agree. Perhaps the thing that bothered me the most was that she let me find it out from someone else instead of saying, bringing the will to me and saying, here's what it is and this is why I've done it.
Well, but I agree, but we also, you're
taking it to
someone
else. But
you're taking an awful lot for granted. You're taking an awful lot that whomever she told to is telling you the truth, and the mom told the truth to her. I mean, you know, little old ladies, not to mention little old everybody else's, have been known to be manipulative and say, you know, whatever, and she may have been furious at the time, and she may even have said, you know, I'm gonna write Gloria out of my will. And, you know, I mean, what your relative probably should have done was kept her big mouth shut and said, look, I don't want to know that. If you're unhappy with Gloria, you deal with her directly. Because I don't think she really did you any real favors. But who knows if that's still
no,
the case.
She didn't.
No, she didn't. And I don't know. We'll give her a minor, you know, we'll give her minor, you know, maybe that she was not trying to be as manipulative as it sounds. But, you know, just for everyone else, if anybody ever says that to you, erase it from your memory banks. It can only cause trouble all the way around. And so what I would assume, here's bottom line, kiddo. First of all, reminding yourself that in terms of the house, that you're talking about maybe, you know, $1,500 a year for the next, you know, presumably if your mom's 84, you're probably going to live at least that long. So you're talking about the next 15 years. So you're talking about, you know, a couple grand a year max, you know, maybe, you know, well, if we're talking about 25 years, you're talking about, you know, $750 a year or something. You know, it's not going to be a huge amount of money, number one. And it sounds that you're working, that you're healthy. My guess is that you're pretty reasonable about money. And yeah, would it be nice to win the lottery? Well, I don't know. It depends. If you look at lottery winners have terrible lives by and large after winning the lottery. And to a certain extent, inheritance is an equal awful thing, because and I mean, if you get it when you're really young, it's going to distort you. And if you get it when you're really old, I mean, if your life wasn't in pretty good shape before you got that money, the money's probably not going to help you. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's hers to do with as she wishes.
Yeah.
And what I would do, but I do think you and your mom need to work on a relationship. And at this moment, given the fact that this is still something that's kind of sticking in your craw, I would probably even give you permission to say, Mom, look, you and I need to work out a better relationship. Aunt Sally, 10 years ago, said you'd written me out of the will, so understand that I'm not doing this for any, you know, monetary gain, but because, you know, I think you and I could figure out a way to be better friends with each other, to get along better, and to spend better time with each other. And I think that I'd give you permission to do that, which means at least it's out in the open, and she can say, I would certainly do it face-to-face, I wouldn't do it over a phone, of saying, oh, well, you know, Aunt Sally's such a blabbermouth, but she doesn't know what she's talking about, or I was just kidding, or of course I wouldn't write you out of the will, or yeah, I wrote you out of the will. I mean, but I think that's just... that's maybe a drop in just so you get it out of the open so it's not on your plate anymore, not accusing her of just saying as part of the larger context that I've known for a decade and I still come to visit you. But the issue is I'd really like us to get along with each other better. You tell me what, you know, what I can do for you that'll make you happier, and I'll tell you what you can do for me that'll make me happier. And let's see if we can't be friends or at least get along better than we do now, just for both of our sakes.
I have never had a conversation like that with my mother, and I'm 60 years old.
Well, honey,
my mother's never told me she loves me, and I, as an adult, I can never remember telling her.
Well, honey, tomorrow you'll be 60 years and one day older. How about doing it tomorrow? I mean, because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't.
That's right.
Or you shouldn't.
Yeah, but why does it seem like at this age, why does it seem like a fearful thing to do? I mean,
because it's something you're unused to, and it feels vulnerable when you say to somebody, I love you. But listen, if it helps you, I believe it or not, it's not just you. I get asked this question, or I don't actually get asked this question because nobody ever comes up and says, how do I get my mother to tell me that that she loves me? I mean, nobody ever says that, because if they could do that, then it would be really easy. All you have to do is tell her that you love her and see what happens. So people come up with essentially what you're doing, which is these long involved stories underneath which is the issue of I don't know that she loves me. But you know, one of the ways so I had a call about, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, woman, and I said, you know, when's the next time you're going to see your mother? And it turns out that both of them were going to go to her son's football game. And so I said, so what would happen if you said, you know, at halftime, Mom, I'm really glad you're here. You know, I probably have never said this to you before, but I just want you to know I love you. And she gave me the same kind of sort of pushback that you did. Well, I've never done it, and I, you know, what if she did? And so she called me a week later, and she said, I did it. And I said, what happened? She said, my mom put her arms around me and said, oh, I love you too, honey. And she was crying at the time. I thought, you know, it's really not much more complicated than that. In the worst case scenario, because she said, well, what if she does? So what? I mean, the nice thing about being an adult is we stop worrying so much about how the other person's going to respond, and we do something because we know it's the right thing to do. It makes sense to us. Now, sometimes we can be wrong, at which point we have to do some revision after the fact. But if we've thought it through and it makes some sense and we can deal with the level of vulnerability, then we do it. And so saying to your mom, Mom, you know what? I got to tell you, you know, 10 years ago, Aunt Sally said you'd written me out of the will. I still deal with you every day. And you know what? It occurs to me, I don't know that I've ever said that I love you. And I know that we're bristly with one another, but you know what? I don't want another day to go by where I haven't said, Mom, I love you. And you don't have to do that. You did the best you could. You know, you weren't a great parent. You don't have to do any of that. You could say, you know, I love you. And the worst case that'll happen is she'll say nothing. Or she'll say, well, I don't love you. I suppose that's worst case. At which point, so what? You've done your part of the equation. That's all you're responsible for, ever. How she responds is up to her. And you could say, well, she's a parent. She should take the initiative. Well, so what? I mean, if you're waiting for her to take the initiative, it sounds like you're going to wait a long time for no particular payoff. You're allowed to take the initiative. You're allowed to eat cookies before dinner. You're allowed to stay up late at night. You're a grown-up. So do it. And there's really no downside to it. And no one's going to give you demerits for saying I love you because you waited 60 years to do it.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Let me know what happens.
I will. All right. Thank you, Dr. Choi.
You're welcome, Gloria. Okay. I just run a 100-yard dash. There we go. You go, Gloria. It's not easy, and I'm not sure why it's so difficult, but all we have to do is follow our inner compass. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We've got about 40 minutes left together. So as I mentioned earlier, today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Matt, do you think you have a unique talent?
I'm not sure if I have one, but we do have Barbara who commented on one that I thought was rather interesting. It's kind of an uncommon one, but you know, that's why we call it unique talent, right?
I guess so.
She says organizing. She goes, everywhere I go, I picture someone's house, car, garden, or purse reorganized to work more efficiently. Isn't that kind of crazy?
There are actually people who get paid to do that. Barbara, you should, if you don't already know that, which maybe you do, mm-hmm. that you can, if you go on, I'm trying to remember some of them, that you can organize people's closets, or, in fact, there was somebody who advertised on my program a couple of years ago who was a local person who went and for X number of, I don't know, I think it was an hourly fee with a minimum, would come and organize your closet or your workspace. Or I'm fairly organized, so it was not, you know, it was an okay kind of thing. But my sister actually, I think, has been hired, especially for people who are older, and you can help them pack rat sometimes, you know, what they keep and what they get rid of and stuff like that. So if you're not already doing it, it turns out to be a marketable skill.
And she also adds, I even organize my shopping cart to most efficiently bag and put food away. And then she goes, I wonder what that means.
So. Well, you're a little improperly toilet trained. Everybody knows that. No, I'm actually really good at, I'm a good packer. And it turns out that, especially saying to men, look, I can pack that better for you so your clothes won't be as wrinkled and you can get more stuff in there and your suitcase will actually close. Turns out not to be it may be a marketable skill, but it's not a popular skill. So.
Yeah, I'm not very good at packing. I'm totally the typical, you know, when I'm packing for a vacation, I just kind of throw everything in. Yeah.
Well, the best way to be organized about packing is that you make a list of how many days you're going to be there and what you think you're going to be doing and making a list. And then you put everything out like 2 days beforehand. And then the night before, you take half of it and put it back. And the trick, especially for women, is that you stay in one color palette so you don't need very many shoes.
Right.
Because shoes are the things that are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I actually went to Denver. I got so mad at the airline. There's an airline that now charges for carry-on. For carry-on.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah,
last
I was
Monday,
not amused.
Yeah.
I was not amused. And so I finally said, look, I'm not going to carry anything on. And I didn't. I had a pocketbook that was not even a very large pocketbook. And I put two pair of clean underwear, a toothbrush, some cosmetics, and I think a clean pair of something or else, you know, one other outfit and it was all very foldable and was what fit under, you know, it was a pocketbook. Which is actually, I was on, I went to an island a bunch of years ago and they lost my luggage and I was on an island for 3 days mm-hmm. with only the clothes I had on. And I used to carry a bathing suit with me at all times just because usually your luggage takes a while to get to and you could always go in the pool. So I traveled in a pair of jeans and t-shirt and like a windbreaker and my bathing suit. And it was a fancy place. So everybody got dressed at night. And I didn't. I mean, I just, it's what I had. By the time the third day showed up and my luggage finally showed up and I came in something else, the entire dining room stood up and applauded. But it really taught me that you don't need very much to go, you know, that it really changed how I packed, which is much less.
Yeah. What island was it?
It was Tortola.
Okay, where's that?
It's in somewhere, I'm not very good at geography. It's in the basically Caribbean.
Okay.
There's Big Tortola and Little Tortola. It's the worst sunburn I ever got in my life because I was walking on the beach. I had sunblock on,
mm-hmm.
but when you walk on the beach and the sunblock washes off, the tide washes the sunblock off your feet, and the tops of my feet were just parboiled.
Mm.
It's a great way to get really sick. It was a mistake. But I did have clothing eventually. But people take much more than they need, and I sort of view it as a failure if I don't wear everything I took.
Mm.
It just means I took too much.
Yeah.
So do you have you can't think of a unique skill other than the fact you're a rotten packer?
That might be my best skill.
That's your best skill?
I'm terrible at packing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No unique skill, no one that everybody says, ask Matt about that.
Well, I do think that if, you know, I'm a big sports fan, and I do know all the results of all 48 Super Bowls
Wow, like, in order?
Won, yeah, in order, who won, who lost, and what the score was.
Wow. Okay, so what, we're coming up on what, 40, what did you just say, 48? So we're coming up on 49.
Yep, this year will be the 49th.
All right,
yeah.
So who? What was 46?
46, that was New York. That was the Giants and the Patriots. And the Giants won 21-17.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember the parade for that one. Now, did you just got that off the top of your head?
Yep, got that right
off
the top of my head. Nope, no Googling at all.
Well, you're sort of, I would say, an idiot savant, except you're not really the idiot part, are you?
Well, because I think what happened was, growing up, I used to go home from school. I used to get home from school, and I'd be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd turn on ESPN, and they would have, like, especially, you know, later part of the season, like January, they would have, like, a marathon of, like, old Super Bowl highlights. So I would sit and I would watch those shows, and it would just, like, the result of the game, certain things that happened in the game would just kind of stick in my head. And, you know, this was back when I was, like, 9 or 10 years old. And so every year since, I've just kind of kept up.
Just add one up, huh?
Yeah. So if there is
a... Have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh, no. I wish. One day I hope to make one at least. But we've got one coming in Minnesota here in a couple of years. So after the stadium gets...
Well, we have one. Last year we had one here because I could see the fireworks from my place.
Yeah.
Going to those kinds of things, you're usually much happier at home.
Yeah.
Because they're cold.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And you have to be there early. And if there's, you know, any public figures come, then you get stuck in your seats for a while. And
yeah, I can get
they're fun to watch, I think, from home. I'm the only person I know who goes to Super Bowl parties and actually watches the games. So
yeah,
I
see,
that's
what I do, too. If I go to a Super Bowl party, I want to sit and watch the game.
Well, you're memorizing everything, so that's...
Yeah, that's part of it.
I'm good at numbers.
Me too.
I used to know pi to, like, 30 digits. I think I've forgotten most of that, yeah. That's just kind of a show-offy, silly thing to do. And I'm good at prime numbers. I like prime numbers a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, I think my joydar is probably my best characteristic of just being able to kind of tune in without being
aware. Your joydar is second to none.
Thank you. Yeah, there every once in a while, the scariest one I think ever, although there have been some seriously, I mean, I've just gotten used to it, so it's not very scary anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody was calling up, and it was right after September 11th, and they were talking about how to explain to the 10-year-old about his brother who is in Iraq. And I just say, well, you just say Sean. And he said, she said, how did you know? And I said, I don't know. But those kind of freaky things, though.
Yeah.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We have about a half hour left. We have an email that I think we're probably going to share it with you. And it's a good time to call me, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jason, you are on the air on Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Absolutely, Jason.
Well, I have a quick question. I mean, and I'll start off with a question because I know you hate otherwise. But what do I do with my kids when my older stepdaughter is out of control and my small kids are acting out horribly based on her example or what I think is her example?
Okay. How old is your older stepdaughter?
My older stepdaughter is 10.
Okay.
My youngest girls that are all acting out are 4-year-old twins, soon to be 4-year-old twins, and the soon to be 2-year-old. And the 4-year-olds are acting out, saying just absolutely atrocious stuff.
Okay, let me back you off a little bit. How long have you been married to the current mommy?
Heather, my wife is Heather. Yeah, the current mommy. So we've been married for 5 years now. Yeah, 5 years. We were sweethearts when we were younger. That by itself was a whole show of yours. So.
Okay, was she pregnant with the twins when you guys got married?
Well, she was, but we didn't know it. But, okay. Yes, she actually okay. was.
So, and how long had she been divorced when you came into her life?
Was not divorced. She had artificial insemination. She'd never been married before.
Okay. And for both, for the 10-year-old as well?
The 10-year-old, yeah. The 10-year-old is artificial insemination.
Wow. Okay.
No father. Yeah.
No father. All right. What specifically is the 10-year-old charmer doing?
Well, I mean, the 10-year-old is I mean, ever since, she, you know, for a year, she acted out pretty horribly from the beginning of Night
give
Terrors.
Night Terrors, I don't think it's... Okay, Night Terrors is not acting out because she doesn't have any control over that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, specifically during the day, temper tantrums, yelling things to her mom like, I hate you, stupid. I'm going to kill myself. You're an idiot. She's homeschooled because she doesn't socialize well at school, so my wife has decided to keep her home and homeschool her, which makes things more difficult because my wife never really gets any kind of break, you know, either.
Well, it also reinforces...
all day long, it's a fight.
Yeah, it reinforces negative behavior. I mean, all right, let's see if we can tackle this a little bit at a time, so neither of us are overwhelmed.
Okay.
Number one, 4-year-olds and 2-year-olds, the terrible twos, the fearsome fours, 2-year-olds and 4-year-olds act out anyway, all right? So how much of this is directly responsible to the 10-year-old? A little hard to tell at this moment. But for purposes of this discussion, I would assume that they're independent. Now, however, having said that, there's certainly a learning curve where kids learn. You hear my mantra all the time that kids would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. So, unfortunately, it sounds like the family dynamic is set up so whoever screams the loudest gets the most attention, which is going to teach all of them to scream. Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
10-year-old should probably be maybe in therapy, certainly in school. This is a kid who's crying out for something other than homeschooling because when she's at home, she has to compete with the adorable twins and the adorable 2-year-old. So major mistake. And the fact she doesn't relate to people very well, how the hell is she going to learn? She's going to get worse and worse. So,
socially, if she showed this, socially, she's got nothing.
She
friend that she knows in her whole life. She has no friends. She doesn't know how to get along with kids. She's afraid of other kids.
So homeschooling is a disaster on like about 5 different levels. So I don't know what your stance is on this, but let me tell you, I will be up front with you about it. I am not a fan of homeschooling, but under these circumstances, this is counterintuitive. I mean, she doesn't get along. She has 3 younger siblings, including the adorable twins who took mom away from her when she went off to school. She probably has anxieties, which is hence the nightmares, although night terrors are a little different. But she's figured out the only way to get any attention in a family of babies is to act like a baby. All of this is disastrous, and at least being in a school situation would teach her that being good at math or being easy to get along with or being pleasant or helping somebody else will get you attention. She's going to learn none of that in homeschooling. And
my wife is not very, very tough love. I say tough love. I think we fit into the standard cliche of my wife tends to be, you know, she doesn't ever want to be, you know, aggressive in tone or in action at all. It's just, you know, some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth sometimes, she's not even harsh to her. You know, it's like, how can you, tell somebody that they wish they could kill you and they hate you and you don't even say anything to them to where it's like, we don't talk like that. You know, you need to excuse yourself or something like that and just let it slip by.
Well, I mean, you and I could, I'm not sure I agree with you on that. I think there's a much larger issue here, which is the kids have figured out the only way to get any attention is to be obnoxious. I think the whole family probably should be in therapy, but this kid should not be homeschooled. Right. She should probably be in therapy. I think making her responsible for the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old acting out is ridiculous and probably not accurate and counterproductive. Mom needs probably to get away from the house occasionally, which means either hiring, especially over the summer, a babysitter. But and I would certainly put the 10-year-old in some kind of daycare fun thing where she's doing camp so she doesn't have the issues of the academic load as well. But I think by September she should be in school, but in the summer she should be in some kind of program, and it can certainly be limited. It could be 2 or 3 other kids her age, but she needs to be with other kids her age and learn how to socialize. And this kid is going to be, I mean, she's like raised by wolves. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's what it feels like.
Well, and in terms of your wife's style, you're not going to change that. But that's not the issue. The structure's wrong.
Right. Well, and then the other problem is this, and this is what leads to another question is, and I'm going to sound like a creep for asking it, but how do I like and enjoy my stepdaughter.
Well,
I used to. Well, she acts out all the time. Every time I hear her, she's screaming and yelling.
Well,
things,
all right,
you know,
all right, I got it. Jason, yeah. I got it. Take her out. Again, you can start that process by taking her, just the two of you, to someplace. Now, understand a couple things. You can't do it as a reward for negative behavior, because then again sets up the worse I act, the more Jason will interact with me. But saying, if you, you know, if you get your homework done or something, you get to pick. We'll go to see Iron Man together. The babies can't go. Just you and I will go. And if you're really good, we'll get a hot fudge sundae. See, or you decide what we want to do. So that you begin to reinforce positive behavior. Understand, however, she will do some acting out. And what you need to do is ignore the negative and reinforce the hell out of the positive. So if you go take her to Iron Man and she throws a popcorn at you, it's okay to leave. Yelling at her is counterproductive. It's just giving her attention again. If she's tired afterwards, then say, let's do this for another time. Giving her a little bit more control in a positive way rather than giving her all that control in a negative way. And you can download this in about an hour and play it for your wife. That kid desperately needs to be in some kind of socialization experience over the summer. Family probably needs to be in family counseling, and that kid needs to be in school by September. And the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old, I mean, this is normal behavior. And they, of course, idolize the big sister, but you've also set up a structure that the only way to get any attention is to be a little rat. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
And you can play this. I know I gave you a lot, but you can play it back.
Well, there we go. it usually takes Shane, I think, about, you know, 10-15 minutes. Sometimes I think the podcasts are up. Matt, do you put the podcast up?
I don't. I think that's Shane's expertise there.
Okay, so what happens about today's program? Somebody will put them up.
I'm thinking he would put it up, yeah.
Well, but he's not around today. So you probably need to check on that, because people are used to being able to go to drjoy.com as soon as the hour's over and getting the podcast. So will you check on that for me before you leave today?
I definitely will.
What a good man. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, hi, Doctor. You know, I actually wanted to ask you a question. On your website, you're asking for people to go out into the world and find out about Thanksgiving. What are people thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, these are very stressful times. And it would seem to me that we are very lucky that we have the time to sit back and observe and make a decision, because most decisions that really lead to problems are the ones that are made hastily and with no information. So we're in a very lucky position as a civilization that we can stand back and observe before we take the fateful actions, let's say.
Well, I think you're correct that we have more leisure time than any time in the history of the universe, and we have more information. Now, whether the information is usable and accurate is a whole different ball game, but at least it is available to us.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, one other thing: the type of doctor you are, you're more psychological as opposed to medical, or both?
Yes. No, I'm a PhD psychologist. I've had first 2 years of medical school, passed boards, and then started doing radio.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask, there's a brand new book out. It's called Dr. Mary's Monkey. And it's written by a guy who claims that there was germ warfare developed back in the 50s that escaped, and it has led to the cancer epidemic that we've got today. And I'm wondering...
Let me put you on hold, and you can come back and talk with me about that in a minute. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with David. David, you read a book that was talking about biological warfare causing cancer.
Well, it's kind of, Dr. Murray's Monkey. It's a book written by a fellow named Ed Haslin. And Ed Haslin's father, was a fairly wealthy guy down in New Orleans in the early 60s. And so Ed was raised in like a prep school, the rich kid's school. And he went to school with the coroner's kid, with the DA's son, with all of the wealthy kids. And so they got to, in recess, they were talking about affairs of state, so to speak. And so apparently during the Cold War, everybody knows that the U.S. government was trying to kill Fidel Castro. Well, apparently they were building the poisons to kill him in New Orleans. And so Ed Haslin was going to school with the coroner's kid and the cop's kids and everybody else, and these were being discussed. And so they knew when, apparently the people that helped kill Kennedy were involved in making this germ warfare. And apparently there's a polio vaccine from the late 60s that was a bad batch, and it poisoned millions of American kids, and it is thought that it even created
AIDS. Is there any even faint sort of, I mean, these conspiracy theories are kind of either fun or interesting or scary depending on your perspective, but I mean, first of all, why would a cop's kid know anything about this? If you're doing germ warfare, you're doing it in a lab.
Right.
And the coroner's not going to have anything to do with it, nor are the cops.
Well, that's why you have to read the book, because it's pretty incredible. It comes together in any number of different ways. Cops have to know about a murder, and a murder of a top scientist. Dr. Mary is the name of the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's, because, first of all, this program has nothing to do with politics, which means,
right,
mercifully, all conspiracies are familial here. You know, that someone's planning to take away mom's pearl necklace. Which are much easier for me to deal with because there's at least some reality to it. It's interesting. As you know, I review movies, and it, you know, we go through these things that at one point the people that we feared in movies, the bad guys, were all Chinese, were all Asian, and they were either Chinese or Japanese or Korean, and then there was a period of time where all the bad guys were Russian. And then there was the bad guy, and we're not even talking about the Westerns, where they're all Indians, you know, they're all Native Americans. And then we've got everybody now is Middle Eastern. Well, not so much. And then there was a while, you know, in about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where everybody, the government, were the guys that were, you know, that were out to get us. So there was the president, and Manchurian Candidate, of course, is a much older, and that's what, 50, 60 years ago. And good movie. But, and so now, I was thinking about, because when I was reviewing stuff this year, now the bad guys are all the one percenters. They're all the ones, and they're all, and whether you're talking about animation, documentaries, or Marvel comic books, or a regular, you know, movie, I just think that part of a democracy is sort of the notion that they're, you know, that we can't trust anybody. But, you know, it sounds like an interesting book, but let's not, I mean, I really don't want to turn this program into any even vaguely conspiracy theory about who did what.
It was originally medical, because it had to do with whether or not there was this bad batch. Ed Haslin's real purpose in writing this book was to warn the world that this bad batch of polio vaccine that was given out to the kids in the late 50s and early 60s has mutated. And this was even in Nature magazine back in 82.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Listen, you give people the name of the book if they want to read about it, that's fine. It just has absolutely nothing to do with the program, and I don't want to be in the position of either arguing for it or against it, so let's let it go. And I'm not sure why you would call me about it, but you've now mentioned the name of the book. You're obviously interested in it, and we'll let people go and find it on their own. So thank you for calling. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'll tell you, I'm not sure exactly how to make the transition, except it seems to me somehow vaguely relevant about the Pooh bus, which is called the number 2 bus. Get it? It runs on biomethane. And if you look, if you actually Google, I think we put it on the website, but I'm not positive. It's a Geneco talking about bioengineering. And they're saying that it's a 40-seat single-decker. But if you look at the cartoon of it, which I just flashed on it quickly, and it looked like people sitting on a bus, but it's not. It's people sitting on the John on a bus.
Oh, goodness.
Which is kind of cool.
Imagine that, right?
20-mile trip, 10,000 passengers. It's on the Bath Bus Company, which runs the service. It can travel up to 186 miles on a single tank of gas, the equivalent of the annual deposits of, count them, 5 people. The annual deposits, that's a year's worth of poop for 5 people. Is one bus, but I mean, think about it. Think about it on the Greyhound bus or the Mega bus or the Bolt bus.
Yeah.
They have that bathroom in the back. It could just go directly into the gas tank. Probably not. Human waste is a highly sustainable energy resource. Biomethane is not a fossil fuel. It's infinitely renewable. All the time there are people on the planet producing waste, the biomethane will be produced. It's carbon neutral. It can be injected into the national grid and used to heat houses and powering stoves, not just buses. And you know, in some parts of the world, people actually use not only human but animal dung as basically fuel to heat their houses. When you're cooking your breakfast at home, you'll be cooking it on what you've just potentially flushed.
Wow. Well, it kind of reminds me, it's a little different, but it kind of reminds me of Back to the Future when the old DeLorean time machine was just fueled basically by just like trash, garbage.
Yeah,
you see Doc
yeah.
Brown just throwing all kinds of like
stuff in,
you know, banana peels and that sort of stuff in there.
Well, we did a thing about choices, about mixing different fuels,
mm-hmm.
and that it's very viable. The biobus is almost perfect timing for the Bristol airport, as the city of Bristol has been named the European Green Capital for 2015.
Wow.
But that's kind of, there's something vaguely appealing about that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept.
Methane as a fuel source has been around a long time. But I remember there was a study in California, I think 3 or 4 years ago, where they did sewage water, and they actually marketed, instead of Evian, it was, I don't know what they called it, but and people were sort of resistant to it. But they, in a taste test, they couldn't tell the difference. I mean, obviously, it's cleaned up. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know exactly how to, but it just seems somehow going from David's call to, you know, to the poop mobile. I don't know.
A little bit of an awkward transition.
The thing about conspiracy theories is, you know, the idea is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. Hard to get conspiracies going in a republic. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.